Share the magic of books and give children a chance to reach for the stars. Welcome to the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast, a podcast dedicated to the magic and beauty of reading and storytelling for children. Tonight's storyteller is ABC 11 Eyewitness News anchor Amber Rupinta.
The Jungle Book. It takes two. "We did it," Mowgli hollered. He had just escaped from King Louie and the apes with his friends Baloo and Bagheera. "It sure was a swinging good time," Baloo said. Bagheera was less enthusiastic. "Next time, we need to stick to the plan. We're lucky to be alive." "We need to find a safe place for the night," Bagheera said. "King Louie may still be after Mowgli." "Aw, loosen up. I can protect us. If we see any of those mangy monkeys, I'll jab it with my left and I'll swing with my right." "Oh, Baloo, we need to protect the boy. Think about it," Bagheera said. Mowgli sighed. He didn't need any protecting. Why, with his brawn, he could fight like a bear. And with his brains, he could plan like a panther. If only they'd give him the chance. Just then, Mowgli heard something. There was a rustling sound above his head in the trees. Mowgli giggled as a flying squirrel glided above him and landed on a branch. "I want to try that," he shouted. Mowgli climbed a tree and grabbed a vine, but try as he might, he just kept crashing to the ground. Finally, Mowgli got the hang of it. He felt like he was flying. He and the squirrel swept over the heads of Bagheera and Baloo. Mowgli was having the time of his life, but soon his stomach started grumbling. "There are some bananas," he told the squirrel, pointing across a river. "Let's race." There was just one problem. Mowgli and his new friend didn't know how to cross the river. Mowgli looked at the vine he was holding and got an idea. "Let's swing," Mowgli said. "On the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Mowgli swung across the water, but his hand slipped and he fell into the river. Ah, the snake had been watching Mowgli. This was his chance to get the man cub. Ka slithered down from a tree. "Trust in me," he told Mowgli. "Just slide into my coils." Mowgli and the squirrel grabbed onto Ka, who pulled them up into the tree with him. "Oh, look, a squirrel," Ka hissed. The squirrel's eyes focused on Ka. Soon he had fallen under Ka's spell. Using his brain, Mowgli realized that if he didn't look into Ka's eyes, the snake could not make him go to sleep. And using his brawn, Mowgli wrapped Ka's tail around a stone and dropped it. The snake fell from the tree. "Some thanks I get," Ka muttered. "Mowgli! Little Britches!" Bagheera and Baloo stood across the river shouting. They had been worried about Mowgli. "I'm over here," Mowgli hollered. "I use my brains and my brawn to save." "What? We can't hear you," said Baloo. Mowgli turned to look at his new friend. "Thanks for teaching me how to glide. I hope we meet again," he said. "Maybe next time I'll try gliding without the vine." The squirrel chittered at Mowgli and then flew away high above the ground. Mowgli said, watching the squirrel take flight. "Maybe that's not such a good idea after all." Mowgli made his way downriver past the waterfalls. On the other side of the river, Bagheera and Baloo followed him. When he reached a path of calm water, Mowgli swung and swam to his friends. Mowgli threw himself into Baloo's arms. He'd had a fun adventure, but he was glad to be back with his friends. That night, as Mowgli drifted off to sleep, he heard his friends still arguing. "He used his brains. He didn't look into Ka's eyes," Bagheera said. "It was brawn. He used a big rock to get rid of Ka," Baloo argued. Mowgli smiled. He had used his brains and his brawn to save himself and his new friend today.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, look for more Disney's Magic of Storytelling.